will be the chosen son. We're talking number one pick on the home of Phoenix Suns basketball, 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.
It is the draft day edition of Bickley and Murata here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station, and we will have full coverage until the whole thing is wrapped up tonight. Suns with four picks, including the number one overall selection. Here to talk draft with us from Fox Sports Radio, Doug Gottlieb is our guest on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. Hello, Doug. Happy draft day to you.
Same to you guys.
It's an exciting time, obviously, in Phoenix, and it looks like DeAndre Ayton's going to be the guy. But I know you are among the group of people that doesn't believe that he's the best pick for the Suns. I'll give you the chance to elaborate for our audience.
Well, it's just that, look, watch NBA basketball, which you guys do. And it's a position that has been marginalized, much like the traditional running back in the National Football League. It's not that you don't need one. But do you need to use a resource like the number one overall pick in the draft? My answer would be, no, I don't think you do. I actually think Bagley has a chance to be a better pro. Some of this is positional bias. Some of it is the fact that I think we're kind of underselling just how effective Marvin Bagley is. But look no further than the loss to Buffalo. Here's a man among boys. I mean, he was... DeAndre Ayton was like Billy Madison playing dodgeball, right, in college basketball. Is that a fair parallel?
Uh-huh. You guys are in big trouble.
Okay, so that's what it looked like with him on the floor. But, you know, when he plays Buffalo, now he's got to come out and guard 20 feet away from the basket, and you can get underneath him, you can limit his touches, you can be physical with him. In the NBA, it's really hard to get low, let alone to score, to get down there. It's an inefficient style of basketball. Mm-hmm. Now, that doesn't mean that he can't shoot. I'm not saying that he's a non-shooter. I'm not saying he's Jahlil Okafor. But what I am saying is the thing he does best is his footwork, his hands, his positioning in the low post, and that's something that will be marginalized as he becomes an NBA player going against like-sized bigs or when he plays against smaller players. So I prefer guys that are much more comfortable facing up. And I know the Suns could use a center, but do you have to? You got three other picks.
Yeah.
You know, you can get other rim protectors. I think there's another way to go there. I don't think they will go there. The owners of Arizona Wildcat, the kid's the number one prospect on many people's boards. He's not injury prone in any way. All those things, check the boxes. But I just think there's another way you could go there if you're Phoenix. I would personally take Bagley and figure out the rest.
Fair. And not specifically to DeAndre Ayton, but to your point about the marginalization of centers in the NBA. And it's true. But do you think that is a product, too, of the quality of the centers that are coming into the league, and it's kind of just devolved into that? I mean, does that play a part at all in your mind?
No, because I think there's really – I mean, look, I think there's Joel Embiid. I think there's Karl Anthony Towns. I think, you know, Porzingis is more of a stretch 4 or 5 or whatever. You know, there's DeMarcus Cousins. Okay, but what are they all doing? They're all having to transform their game to become perimeter players. Mm-hmm. And even that struggles to be successful defensively in basketball. So we've had this resurgence of quality big men with good hands, good feet, and good skill, but they're not able to be super effective in the low post. It's all because of the officiating. That's it. And again, this is no different than running back in the NFL, right? They haven't changed any of the rules in the NFL. In between the tackles when you run the football. The change has been can't touch the quarterback above the neck, below the knees, so it's easy to throw a football. The change has been receiving, and so you're better off throwing the football, mm-hmm. right? You're better off throwing the football.
All right, Doug, one of the things that I noticed yesterday, and I'm with you, I'm starting to get with you on this. It's in seeing both of these guys in media availability, I kind of looked at me and I saw DeAndre Ayton. That's a really big guy who's got a little bit of athleticism and a little bit of range from the perimeter. You look at Marvin Bagley, and he looks like a very athletic guy who happens to be big, who's got a lot more of that perimeter stuff that comes naturally to him. I don't know whether it's fair or not, but I kind of had that impression, and it dawned on me that there's not much separation between the two. But in Arizona, there seems to be this feeling that DeAndre Ayton is the can't-miss pick here. How dangerous is that, particularly when you've got maybe somebody in the Suns' front office who might want to do something otherwise, but they know public opinion is so far in the other corner?
Yeah, I think we lost Doug.
Oh, boy, that was such a good question, too.
Yeah. Why don't you never going to be able to recreate that.
Why don't you answer that question as if you were Doug Gottlieb?
I'm not going to sully the reputation of Doug Gottlieb by doing that.
All right, when we get him back, I bet you I can recreate that. And I bet you I can do it much more quickly, too, in a much more abbreviated fashion, which I'm sure everybody would appreciate. Including Doug, right? Right? So... yeah, to me, this is kind of the danger in it all. In some ways, this is a good thing for the Phoenix Suns, because if and when they pick DeAndre Ayton, I would say 99% of the Valley is going to clap and stand up and cheer. And as I pointed out in the column I wrote today, that's a blessing to have as an organization, because if DeAndre Ayton busts, they're not going to make it the organization's fault. They're going to make it the kid's fault. That's how public opinion works into a story like this. Whether or not it's fair or not is another story, or whether or not it's actually accurate or not is another story.
All right, Doug is back and he heard the question, so you don't even have to recreate it.
There you go.
Sorry about that, Doug.
No, you don't have to recreate the question. I don't know what happened. I have all my bars, whatever. Yeah, look, I think you're running this team. You got to have they do have a bunch of good wings. They got some other stuff they need to figure out. And I hate when the prevailing wisdom is there's one obvious choice. And look, there's also Luka Doncic out there who's, you know, your head coach coached him to a European championship last year. And I actually think he's the most likely to be just a good NBA player, right? Like, do I think DeAndre Ayton could be a star? Sure. And I do think we have to open ourselves up to the possibility that the NBA tightens up the officiating in the low post, that because he's such a fluid athlete, he can continue to develop facing the basket. And you're going to need one of these giants, you know, against the Embiids and the Towns and the Cousinses and the Steven Adamses in the future. But, you know, like, look, I watched the NBA playoffs, so did you, and none of those guys, it was nobody in the low post calling for the ball that was a center. They just weren't there.
True.
So, now, if you're Phoenix, you're like, look, we're so far from the playoffs, it doesn't matter. We just got to stabilize ourselves. So, I understand how dangerous that is to fall in line with conventional wisdom and just do it because everybody says it's the right decision. But I think they're smart. I think they've weighed these things. I don't think it was as soon as they got the number one pick, it was automatically Ayton. But I think that sometimes we need to take our breath and realize that it's the Saquon Barkley to the Giants thing. Yeah, you need a running back. Yeah, he's really good. But do you want to spend a number two pick? If you do so, you have to do so with both eyes open. You have to do so understanding that DeAndre Ayton is really good. You think he can play right away and he'll develop. But you also are going to have a backup five who's a small ball five to go with him.
Yep. Doug Gottlieb, Fox Sports Radio, our guest here. He has also written a piece on The Athletic called Draft This, Not That. And it's an interesting read, especially for Suns fans, because not only do you cover the Marvin Bagley instead of DeAndre Ayton thing, but a lot of guys that could come into play for the Suns at number 16. A guy that's been talked about a lot, came in for a couple workouts with the Suns, UCLA point guard Aaron Holiday. Jalen Brunson's in that mix as well, player of the year from the national champion Villanova. You like Holiday over Brunson. Why is that?
I think he's a better NBA player than Jalen is. Now, look, they both come from NBA lineage. Jalen's dad was a perfect backup point guard in the 90s. And, of course, Aaron has two brothers in there. But I think, you know, to be a backup and to maybe be a spot starter, I think you got to have a burst Holiday has and Jalen doesn't have.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen Brunson's got a ton of toughness. I feel like Aaron Holiday has a little bit of nastiness to him in that he's the third brother. He's had to kind of fight for every scrap.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's what you need. That backup point guard has to be that. Look at all the really good backup point guards.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all more combos than true point guards. They all can get up and climb in defensively. And Jalen's a good defense player, but he just has limitations athletically. Even his scoring skills, he's great in the low post. He's great in the mid-range. Those aren't places where he's going to be used. He's good off a ball screen. Probably better than Aaron Holiday, but Aaron Holiday can catch and shoot, can play off the basketball, and just has better speed and quickness. And I think his body's a little bit better as well. So I do think that the Suns will be looking at both. And if it was me, I would do Aaron Holiday. Now, look, there's a bunch of other good wings. You know, Chandler Hutchison will be available there from Boise State. I love him. I think he's a 3-and-D guy. I just don't know if that's what the Suns need there. But you know, for me, for backup point guard is a there's a couple specific things you need, and I think Holiday has them more than Brunson. Even if I was starting a college team, I'd rather have Jalen Brunson 6 days a week and twice on Sunday.
Interesting. All right, of all the guys who have alleged to be slipping, and you've heard Luka Doncic's name thrown out there for a little bit, although I doubt he'd slip far, Trae Young, Michael Porter Jr. for health concerns, who do you actually think may slip, and how might it affect the course of the evening at the draft?
I think Porter's got the best chance because of the medicals. You know, look, I talked to an NBA scout. This is years ago. And then I talked to an NFL GM going on to this draft. And I said, hey, is it the same for you? And what they'll tell you is knees, they feel like, for the most part, can be fixed, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like elbows in baseball. We can fix those. We fix those all the time. It's not 100%, but they're fixable. Shoulders are a lot harder in baseball. Hips and back are a lot more difficult, and feet problems, you know, fifth metatarsals when they keep breaking, those are a lot harder to fix than knees. It doesn't mean that you fix a knee, it's always right, and some knees injuries are worse than others. You look at Michael Porter, there's some other issues that he has, but offensively, he's got most of the whole package. You know, I think he's a little entitled. I think he's a little arrogant. But I he's never really been coached and never really been pushed to play defense, and he might not be an alpha, but dude, he can really do a lot of things for 6'10" and 19 years old. But back, hip, that's what we're hearing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if it pops up with the wrong team having the dude, we got to stay away, then all of a sudden he starts slipping. Medicals will cause you to slip way more so than anything else.
Yep. Doug Gottlieb, our guest here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Finally, this question, Doug. Last year, middle of the first round, at the tail end of the lottery, I should say, Donovan Mitchell goes to Utah. Obviously a good player, but he took the league by storm. Any other year, he's a no-brainer rookie of the year. When you look at the players that could be projected in that area of the draft, is there one that stands out that to you that could have a similar impact to Donovan Mitchell this year?
Well, I mean, I've said Kevin Knox, although he's moving up draft boards. You know, he's only 18 years old. He's 6'9"-ish, 6'8", and he's got a good thick frame that I think will lean up with summer league and weight training. He can shoot. He can guard some. I mean, that would kind of be my guy to kind of most propel himself once he gets kind of into the league. So that's kind of that'd be, you know, look, there's some older players. I mentioned Chandler Hutchison. I just don't know. I don't think Chandler, though I think he's ready to play, I don't think he'll have what Donovan Mitchell had.
Mm-hmm.
You know, remember, Donovan Mitchell, a lot of things went his way.
Yes.
He was a lot better than we thought. And they also lost their best player from last year. And then they traded away the best wing they had. Some of it is based upon opportunity, right? It's
uh-huh.
like, you know, you can have guys have really good rookie. Jason Tatum's a perfect example. You know, we think of Jason Tatum as being a breakthrough rookie. Had they had injuries, he wouldn't have played that much. And remember, he averaged 14 a game in the regular season. But because, you know, his point guard goes down, now all of a sudden he gets a much higher volume of shots in the postseason, and people are talking about him being a perennial all-star. So some of it has to do with the talent of a player. A lot of it has to do with, you know, whoever get the Clippers draft at 12 and 13. If they hit it right, that kid's going to have a lot more opportunities than some players that get drafted. You know, if the Suns, for example, draft another wing, you're buried behind their bevy of scores.
Mm-hmm. Doug, great stuff as always. We really appreciate the time, especially on draft day. Thanks, man.
Have a great day, guys.
All right,
Doug
Gottlieb, Fox Sports Radio, our guest here on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. That's CoulterTempe.com, CoulterOnCamelback.com, and CoulterNissan.com.